We continue 14 lines up from the bottom on Samach Tes Amid Beis. When we look back at the Mishnayos, the compilation of Mishnayos, we had the last part of the we had a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan about the amount of time the Israel can be away before the wine automatically becomes Yayin Nesach. So long with the proviso that he told the Yisrael, the Ovdei Kochavim, that he was leaving. Because if he didn't, then perhaps we have Cheskas HaMishtamer. But certainly, if he didn't tell them he was leaving, if he did tell them he was leaving, then the Mishnah says, Kedei Sheyiftach, we had Machlokas, the Rabbanan said, Kedeshe Yishtom V'Yishtom, that the amount of time it takes to puncture a hole in the barrel. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said it was the amount of time it takes to replace the top of the barrel. So Amar Rava comes along and says, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, hol utnan stama kavaseh. Since we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which is our fourth Mishnah, the halacha must be like him. Tetznan hayochal al hashulchan imo vihiniach lagen al hashulchan lagen al dulvki vihiniach viyata mashal hashulchan aser mashal dulvki muter v'yamar lo have mazuk v'shosa afshal dulvki aser. So that was just a straight quote. This is all a straight quote from our Mishnah. If you're eating on the table with an idolater and you have barrels of wine there. And you also have barrels of wine on the dulviki, on the transition room, and then you leave. Whatever's on the table automatically becomes usher because he was invited to eat there already. Whatever's on the dulviki is mutter. We have no concern that he ate on that or drank from on that area. However, the imamerlo have a mazik v'shosa afshal dulviki usher. But if you invited him to eat wherever he wants, then even on the dulviki, we'll say the wine will be usher. And then the Mishnah continued, Chavios Psuchos Asuros Stumos Mutaros Kedei Sheyiftach V'Yigov V'Tigov. The Mishnah ended off that any open barrels are going to be usher, any closed barrels will be mutter, so long as it's not enough time of Kedei Sheyiftach V'Yigov V'Tigov. Once that time elapses, then we're going to say that it's usher as well. So that is the long Mishnah, based on, because that Mishnah only mentions Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Shita, says Rava, it must be that the Halacha follows him. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't it obvious? Why do you need to bring me, Rava, this Mishnah? It's obvious that the Mishnah seems to follow Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel. Why would you think otherwise? Where says, no, there is a reason to think otherwise. Mahu detema kula Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel katani la. I may have had to say that this whole last Mishnah was written just by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because at the end of the third Mishnah, it mentions Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion last. So we come to this fourth case. It's just written by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's why it goes like him. But in general, we're not going to paskin like him. Kamash Milan, to teach us otherwise, Rava brought down this case and said the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, the Gemara continues and says the following. We have an opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which we've discussed now, that we're not concerned of puncturing a hole in the barrel. And we also have an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll mention in a little bit, and we also mentioned it on Daf Lamed Aleph, as Rashi points out, Rabbi Eliezer is not concerned of Ziyufa. He's never concerned that they're going to forge the barrels. They're never going to take off a seal and switch it. If the seal is there, we always assume that it's not going to be tampered with, even by the idolater. So the Gemara writes as follows. Since we've already now halachically followed Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's shita that we're not concerned for puncturing a hole in the barrel, and the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer that we're not concerned about any sort of tampering or forging of the barrels, then why practically, says the Gemara, in our day, do we not allow an idolater to carry the wine? If the wine barrel is closed, then there should be nothing unsealed. There should be nothing at all to worry about. Obviously, this tells you that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in his other shita, as Rashi alludes to, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if you're away for 18 minutes, more than 18 minutes, then your barrel can become usur. But if there's a seal on it, then it's not going to be usur. It's still going to be a mutter. So since we have both, we follow both of these lenient opinions of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, then why don't we allow an idolater to carry wine? So my answer is a fascinating answer. Mishum sheicha. Rashi says, what is sheicha? Rashi says it's a small little hole that was placed in the barrel initially at the time of the covering in order to allow the wine to breathe. And there is a possibility that you could take like some sort of straw and stick it into that little air pocket and drink wine. So therefore, we don't have a blanket heter to give wine to idolaters because of the possibility that you can get in a small little straw and drink from it. This adds a whole new element into our Mishnah, our Gemara, every story that's discussing the barrels. Is this considered an open barrel or a closed barrel? And if it's considered a closed barrel, well, why is it closed? There's already access to take a straw and drink from it. So we're forced to answer that our Mishnah is talking about completely sealed barrels without any need for an open air pocket. But nevertheless, there is the possibility that there's an air pocket in some of the barrels. As a result, we do not give the idolaters barrels to carry. The Gemara is going to end off here with just two cases. Amar Rava, Zona Ovedes Kochavim V'Yisrael Mesubim Etzla. You have an Ovedes Kochavim prostitute and a Yisrael who's lying next to her. And obviously that's not okay. Let's get that out of the way. But what we're concerned about right now is the status of the wine. They're together and there's wine in their area. So what's the halachic status of the wine? Chamra shari, baruch Hashem. The wine is not considered yain esach. Why not? Nihi the takiv hu yisra da'aveira. Granted, the Yisrael has now been seduced by his yetzer hara to sin. But does that mean that we're also going to assume that the zona of the overes kochavim drank from the wine? Gemara says, Yitzra de Yayin Nesach lo takav lo. No, he's very makbid on Yayin Nesach. He's just not makbid on Zinus. Unfortunately, we have that sometimes where people are makbid on certain things, but you know, they're makbid to keep kosher, but not makbid, as some of the Rosh Yeshivas say, they're makbid on Yoredeya, but they're not makbid on Eben Ezer. You know, so there's certain things where we are selective sometimes as well. So it's not a new thing in 2019. Then the Gemara continues and just gives the opposite case, the inverse. Zona Yisraelis for Ovdi Chavim Mesubim. What if the prostitute is Jewish and she is with idolaters? Chamra Usur. That case, the wine is also Usur. My time, what's the reason for it? Hoil Vizila Alayu. Since they have already she's been cheapened in their eyes. Vizila Basrayu Garira. So she's going to follow after them. Apparently, in time of the Gemara, they didn't think that a woman was a strong-willed. And therefore, once she already gave in to sleep with them, she's also going to give in and allow them to use the wine for Yayin Nesach purposes, and therefore prohibits the wine. So that was just a side note that was brought up probably tangentially because it was another statement made by Rava, which we had before, Rava saying halachas like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But these are, again, a lot of the concerns about nemanus when you have Ovdi Kachavim with you. How far do we, at what point do we say we rely on them, we trust them, and at what point do we say we can no longer give them the nemanus, and as a result we'll have to say that the wine becomes Yayin Esach and Asur to get benefit from.